if you look at technology over the last, say, 20 years, it's a mixture of overseas and local experience. The method that's used to calculate the thickness of the slab is basically from the United States. A lot of the technical aspects of putting lean concrete subbases to avoid erosion underneath the slabs, and of course that lean concrete also provides a footing under the joint of a slab, a lot of that came from France, from an organization called SETRA and a particular gentleman called Michel Ray. As far as our jointing systems are concerned, now going back to the 1980s when there was a complete review of design, we introduced or reintroduced into this country short slabs without reinforcement, and basically adopted the model from California because their climate and other conditions were similar to here as they were in South Africa. Then later in the 80s, we introduced silicon sealants, which are really their homelanders in the state of Georgia in the USA. Plus, combined with this, there are a lot of local factors here which we added into it. So it's really a mixture of overseas experience and local experience.
And how do our roads compare with, say, those in America now or in Europe?
America is having a lot of problems with their concrete pavements that don't have good support and flexible shoulders with faulting at the joints, and they are now doing concrete diamond grinding to obtain smooth pavements, and that is working quite well. Europe have always put generally thicker pavements, higher quality control, and virtually most of the autobahns are concrete. And Britain actually is retrofitting concrete pavements into the heavy vehicle lanes of roads such as the M25. So I think it's generally recognised that the very heavily trafficked pavements, where it's almost like a train track, just trucks end to end, you will need some high-performing pavement similar to concrete.